That's the sound of grain being milled for beer at a small brewery in West Texas. Up until now, this brewery could not sell their beer directly to public for on-site consumption.
We tried the Big Bend beer at a lot of the bars that we went to, and we really liked it. We really wanted to get a mixed six-pack of all their beers for our fathers for Father's Day.
That was Brenda Kisco of Lubbock on a recent visit to the Big Bend Brewing Company in Alpine. While she couldn't buy beer for her dad that day, changes are brewing for the Texas craft beer industry. In late May, the Texas House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved Senate Bills 515 through 518 and 639, filed by Senator Kevin L. Tife and appropriately named Senator John Corona. The only action pending for the outcome of these bills is a signature, pass, or veto from Governor Rick Perry. Eric Sandler is the editor for the restaurant blog Eater and has been closely following these bills.
Now breweries will be able to have tap rooms where they can actually sell beer to consumers for consumption at the brewery, which makes these breweries a tourist destination and means that, you know, there can be all kinds of fun beer nerd kind of one-off events at breweries that they wouldn't have been able to have before because they weren't economically viable.
According to an economic study commissioned by Scott Metzger, professor of economics at University of Texas San Antonio, the craft beer industry could create as many as 52,000 jobs and potentially generate $5.6 billion annually by 2020. Executive Director Charles Vollenrot of the Texas Craft Brewers Guild credits the economic impact study as a vital component in gaining the House's approval of these bills.
Craft beer is labor intensive, less automated than larger breweries tend to be, and therefore there are more jobs involved.
But it may not go far enough yet. Brewmaster Steve Anderson of Big Bend Brewing Company in Alpine said the passing of Senate Bills 515 through 518 would be a step in the right direction for the industry to expand overall, but he is waiting for legislation to allow breweries to sell to consumers for off-site consumption. He said about 90% of consumers that come into the brewery are usually looking to purchase the beer directly from him to take home, which is still illegal.
If a person were to come to the brewery, we can sell them a six-pack and it doesn't hurt anyone.
Open the Taps, a grassroots organization that represents the consumer voice for the craft beer movement in Texas, has been involved in the legislative process. Spokesperson Leslie Sprague said they are celebrating the progress made for the craft beer industry. However, in the next legislative session, they still want to push for sales that would allow consumers to purchase beer directly from breweries to take home. For Marfa Public Radio, I'm Natalie Patello.